This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel in Colorado Springs. Well, President Joe Biden was touting his renewable energy achievements Wednesday. He highlighted a project in Colorado and the congresswoman who voted against it. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Biden's Inflation Reduction Act includes funding to help renewable manufacturing in the U.S. CS Wind in Pueblo, which could bring more than 800 jobs to the area, benefited from the bill. The president used this example to take a dig at Representative Lauren Boebert, who he jokingly described as, quote, that very quiet Republican lady.
It's in her district, who, along with every other Republican, voted against this bill. And it's making all this possible. And she railed against its passage.
Boebert replied on social media that she'll call out Biden every single day and won't be quiet about it. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado has an official launch date for its new e-bike rebates. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The program kicks off August 16th at 1 p.m. It's aimed at middle and low-income Coloradans who can either get $500 or $1,100 respectively towards the purchase of a new battery-powered bike. Additional discounts are available for locks and helmets. More than 100 e-bike retailers across the state can redeem the discounts. The $6.6 million program will also be the largest e-bike effort launched by any state, at least until California rolls out its version later this summer. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Lowline fire is over half contained but still burning north of Gunnison in south-central Colorado. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.